Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today, we're going to run a bit of a simulation.
Okay.
I want you to picture a specific kind of exhaustion. You know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, I think I do.
It's that feeling, right, when you realize that just having a great product it isn't enough anymore.
No.
You look around and the market just demands you be everywhere. You need a blog, a YouTube channel, a TikTok.
A podcast,
a newsletter, and you needed it all, like, yesterday.
It's what we call content saturation, and it really is the modern business equivalent of the Red Queen's race from Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
You have to run at full speed just to stay in the same place.
And if you stop to, God forbid, actually work on your product,
you just vanish.
Right. And the usual advice is, you know, hire a media team.
Which is great if you have the budget for a 50-person newsroom.
Exactly. So today we're looking at a different solution. We've been analyzing some really fascinating documentation about a company called Kennelbooker.com.
And a piece of tech called the Auto Content API.
This is a really cool case study.
It is, because Kennelbooker is the perfect protagonist for this story.
Mm.
They aren't some massive tech giant.
No, they're super niche.
High utility super niche. They help pet businesses, kennels, groomers, daycares, manage their operations.
Right. They handle vaccination compliance, bookings, Stripe payments, all the real nuts and bolts.
They even have this feature, pet postcards, which I love.
Oh, where they send a photo of the dog having fun to the owner. It's adorable.
It is. But here's the conflict, right? They have all this deep industry knowledge, but they're competing for attention against these massive venture-backed giants.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see if we can actually use this auto content API to turn Kennelbooker from a software tool
into a global media empire.
You into a media empire without hiring a single extra person.
It sounds like hyperbole, doesn't it? Media empire.
It does.
But when you actually look at the architecture of these tools, especially the auto content API, we are not talking about ChatGPT writing a few blog posts.
Yeah.
This is an industrial engine for content production.
The phrase that jumped out at me from the white paper was decoupling ideation from production. Can we unpack that? Because that feels like the core idea here.
It absolutely is.
Uh-huh.
I mean, think about how a traditional creative team works. You have the idea, right? That's the ideation.
Okay.
Then you have to write the script, record the audio, edit the video, format the post. That's production. And production is the bottleneck. It's slow and it's expensive.
So Kennelbooker already has the ideation.
They've got it in spades. They know everything there is to know about running a kennel. What the API does is handle all that heavy lifting of production programmatically.
So let's test this. Let's walk through this transformation step by step. Step one is maybe the unsexiest part of any software company.
But maybe the most important.
The help center.
Or as I like to call it, the graveyard of user enthusiasm.
Chuckles. Harsh, but fair. So Kennelbooker has tons of features, complex stuff like peak pricing logic, waiver management,
integrations with QuickBooks, all that. And right now, all that information is locked up in text articles.
Right.
And this is where we have to talk about user psychology.
Mm.
Picture a kennel owner. Let's call her Sarah.
Okay, Sarah.
It's 8:00 a.m. She had three dogs barking in the lobby. A staff member's called in sick. And she's trying to figure out how to set up holiday pricing in the software.
She is stressed. Her cortisol is spiking.
Massively.
Huh?
So she clicks help and sees a 2,000-word wall of text. Mm. What happens?
She closes the tab.
Or she gets frustrated and emails support, which costs them money.
Right. Text is high friction. It feels like homework.
Exactly. But imagine if Kennelbooker just points the auto content API at that help page. The API's explainer video endpoint crawls the text, understands the goal, how to set holiday prices.
And it just generates a 60-second video automatically.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on. Let's get specific on the tech, though. When you say generates a video, are we talking about, like, a slideshow with a robot voice? Because that might be worse.
No, and that's the leap we've made. The documentation describes these AI avatars that can be customized to look like, you know, industry experts.
Ah, like a vet or a professional consultant.
Right. It includes screenshots of the actual software, subtitles, and a voiceover that actually understands intonation. It's not flat.
So Sarah, our stressed kennel owner, clicks help, and instead of reading, she just watches a pleasant, calm avatar walk her through the steps visually.
Right, and that psychologically shifts her relationship with the software. The text says, figure it out yourself. The video says, hey, let me show you.
It changes Kennelbooker from just a tool into, like, a partner.
And the economics are the only reason this is even possible.
I was looking at the cost comparison. Mm-hmm. If Kennelbooker wanted to hire an agency to make a video for every single feature, And they have dozens. We're talking, what, $300-$400 a video?
At a minimum. For a decent one, yes. The API pricing puts a short video at around 400 credits. On their business plan, that's roughly €4.
€4 versus $400.
That is the difference between we'll make one video for our homepage and we will have a video for every single support topic.
You can cover the long tail of user problems.
Because the cost has just collapsed.
So friction goes down, support tickets drop, Sarah's happier. That's a win.
A huge win.
But that's just retention, right? That's keeping the customers you already have. We need to talk about growth. And this brings us to my favorite part of the strategy, dominating the ear.
This is so crucial for the pet industry. Think about the day-to-day life of a dog walker or a kennel operator.
They are on their feet.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Cleaning runs, walking dogs, driving to pickups.
They are not sitting at a desk reading LinkedIn.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They are mentally available, but they're visually occupied. They can listen, but they can't read. If Kennel Booker wants to reach them, they have to be in their ears.
But producing a podcast is hard. It's a lot of work. You need a host, a producer, guests. How does the API solve this without it sounding, well, fake?
It's about repurposing that trapped value again. So Kennel Booker has these amazing testimonials. I was reading one from Jennifer S. at Cateau Marmont in Hollywood.
Great name.
Isn't it? She wrote this glowing review about how the software saved her business.
Skip the rest. This program is the best, hands down. That's the quote.
Right. Normally that quote just sits on a website and rots. But with the podcast API, you can generate a two-person dialogue.
What do you mean?
Imagine a generated host interviewing a generated persona based on Jennifer. They discuss the specific problem she faced and how the software actually solved them.
Wait, pause. You're saying we simulate a podcast guest. Isn't that crossing into the uncanny valley? If I'm listening, am I going to feel tricked?
It's a valid concern. It really is. But the source material notes that the latest generation of voice cloning, which this API uses, it captures the ums, the ahs, the breath.
Ceasing of natural speech.
Exactly. It's not about tricking people. It's about the format. You frame it as audio success stories. The value is in the information. If I'm a kennel owner, hearing a discussion about solving a booking crisis is valuable, even if the delivery is synthetic.
Okay, I can see that. It's like an audiobook. I know the actor didn't write the book, but I enjoy the performance.
Precisely.
But there's another layer to this that really caught my eye. The CEO paradox.
Oh, this is a big one. Every company faces this. Customers want to hear from the founders.
They want the vision, the updates, the passion.
But the founders of Kennel Booker are, you know, running a company. They don't have 3 hours a week for a recording booth.
So they just stay silent.
Usually, yes.
Hmm.
But the API allows for voice cloning. The founders record themselves once, maybe 5 minutes of high-quality audio to build a model.
Okay.
Then, every Monday morning, the system takes the weekly change log or some industry news, writes a script, and generates a weekly update from the founder.
So customers hear the founder's actual voice in their earbuds every single week, building that connection. But the founder never touched a microphone.
It is the ultimate leverage. You get the intimacy of voice without the brutal time cost.
You're building a relationship at scale? I have to play devil's advocate on this next part, though.
Okay, go for it.
We've covered video support and audio updates, but the outline mentions programmatic SEO. And I've got to be honest, when I hear PSEO, my Scamdar goes off.
Chuckles. It usually should.
It just sounds like spam, like generating 5,000 pages that say best kennel software in Austin, best kennel software in Boston, and you just change the city name.
Which Google hates.
They've been nuking sites like that for years, so how is this plan not just asking to be penalized?
That is the thin content trap. And you're right. If you just swap city names, you will get crushed. The difference with the auto content API strategy is a feature called deep research.
How's that different from just asking ChatGPT to write a generic article?
Because the API doesn't just guess. It has a browsing endpoint. So let's say Kennel Booker wants to rank for how to start a dog walking business in city.
For 5,000 city.
Right. When it goes to write the page for Austin, Texas, it actually goes out to the live web. It looks up Travis County animal control regulations. It finds the specific leash laws for Austin parks. It checks the local business licensing fees.
Whoa. So it's doing actual journalistic research.
It's doing the grunt work that a human researcher would do, but for 5,000 locations at the same time. So the article isn't generic fluff. It's actually useful. It tells you, hey, in Austin, you need this specific permit, and it costs this much.
Okay, that solves the utility problem. I get that. But does Google still see it as generated content?
This is where the multimedia mix comes in and saves the day. Google cares a lot about dwell time.
How long a human stays on the page.
Exactly. If it's just text, they might bounce.
Yeah.
But remember, we have the podcast API and the video API.
So on that Austin page.
On that Austin page, you have the deeply researched article. But embedded at the top is a 60-second vertical video, top 5 tips for Austin dog walkers. And there's a 5-minute audio summary for people driving.
So the user lands, sees a video, watches it, maybe listens to the audio while they scroll. They stay for 4 minutes instead of 10 seconds.
And to Google's algorithm, that looks like a high-quality, authoritative resource.
So Kennel Booker could dominate the search results for every micro-niche in the pet industry.
Because they're providing a genuinely better user experience than the generic competitors. And doing that manually for 5,000 cities would be.
Impossible. It'd require an army.
It would be economically impossible. You'd need the GDP of a small country. With the API, it's just compute cost.
It's wild. But there's one more strategy here that I think is the most aggressive. We've talked about evergreen content. What about news? The source material calls it newsjacking.
Speed is everything in news. If you're second, you're last. And in the pet industry, things happen. New regulations, health scare.
Like a parvo virus outbreak.
Oh, exactly. Let's play that out. Let's say there's a confirmed parvo outbreak in, I don't know, 3 counties in the UK.
Okay. In the old world, how does Kennel Booker handle that?
In the old world, a support rep hears about it maybe 2 days later. They tell marketing. Marketing has a meeting. They assign a writer. The writer does research, drafts a blog post. It goes for approval.
And 3 days later, it goes live.
By which point, everyone already knows.
The panic has either passed or it's too late.
Right. Now look at the reaction loop of the API. You set up a trigger monitoring social feeds, mm-hmm. Reddit, X, local news for keywords like parvo or dog flu.
So it's listening 24/7.
Minute zero, the news breaks. Minute 5, the API detects the spike. It triggers the deep research agent. The agent cross-references reports, confirms it's real, checks veterinary advice.
And drafts a briefing.
And then the production engine just kicks in.
Immediately.
Within 15 minutes, the API has produced a breaking news podcast episode explaining the outbreak and safety measures.
And a vertical video for TikTok.
Alert. Kennel owners in these counties, take action now.
So while competitors are still scheduling a meeting to discuss a blog post, Kennel Booker has already distributed the news across every single channel.
They become the source of the news for their industry. And think about the trust that builds.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm a kennel owner, I'm not just using them for bookings anymore. I'm subscribing to their feed because they protect my business.
It turns their marketing department into a 24-hour newsroom, but without the burnout.
A newsroom where the journalists are code and they never, ever sleep.
That is slightly terrifying, but I can see how effective it would be. I want to zoom out, though, geographically. Kennel Booker's in 40-plus countries. Language must be a huge barrier.
Massive. Usually you need a marketing team for Germany, one for Spain, one for France.
This is the final piece of the empire puzzle. Instant globalization. The API supports over 50 languages. And we are not just talking about, you know, Google Translate text.
Right, because text translation is the easy part. Yeah. You're talking about video and audio.
Let's go back to that getting started video we made for Sarah, the one with the avatar. Kennel Booker can feed that English video into the API and request outputs in Spanish, French, German, Japanese.
And the avatar speaks Spanish.
The API handles the dubbing and, this is the crucial part, the lip syncing. So the avatar looks like they're speaking fluent Spanish.
That is huge. I mean, Think about the cost of entering a new market. You have to hire a country manager, translate all your assets.
Record new promos. It's tens of thousands of dollars just to test the waters.
And here you can do it for the cost of API credits. Kennel Booker can look like a local player in Japan or Brazil without a single employee on the ground.
They can multiply their total addressable market, their TAM, by 10 just by flipping a switch in the code.
It allows them to punch so far above their weight class.
Right. They're a niche company, but to the customer, they look like a multinational conglomerate.
That's the power of the tech. It levels the playing field. You don't need headcount to compete anymore. You just need better infrastructure.
Before we wrap up, I want to touch on one last thing from the notes. This futuristic concept, the agentic web. It sounds like sci-fi, but how does this help Kennel Booker long term?
It sounds abstract, but it's actually very practical. We are moving from a web where humans search for things to a web where AI agents search for us.
Right.
So when you ask ChatGPT, what's the best way to manage peak pricing for a kennel? ChatGPT doesn't know that. It has to look it up.
It has to find a source.
It has to find a source. And if your content is trapped in a messy PDF or a badly written blog post, the AI might miss it. But if Kennelbooker is using the API to generate structured, data-clean transcripts, clear video summaries, well-formatted FAQs,
they're essentially writing in a language that other AIs love to read.
Exactly. They are optimizing their content not just for human eyes, but for AI brains.
They're future-proofing their authority.
By flooding the zone with high-quality, structured, multimodal content, they ensure that when a user asks an AI a question about PIT business management, the answer comes from Kennelbooker.
So let's pull all this together. We started with a really relatable problem. The sheer exhaustion of trying to be a media company when you're just trying to sell software.
And we looked at how Kennelbooker could completely flip that script. Instead of hiring 50 people, they just used code.
They turned their help center into a video library to lower user stress.
They turned their testimonials into a podcast network to dominate the ear.
They used deep research to generate thousands of hyperlocal landing pages without being spammy.
They set up a 247 newsroom to catch trends instantly. And they went global in 50 languages overnight.
They moved from linear growth, where to get more content, you need more people, to exponential growth,
where you just need more API credits.
Which brings us to the big question for you listening right now. We used Kennelbooker as an example, but this applies to almost any business. If a niche pet software company can automate an entire media arm for the price of a single freelancer, what happens to the competitors who are still doing this the old way?
I think it's an extinction event for the manual content model. The competitors paying $500 for a single podcast or waiting 3 days to publish a blog post, they're bringing a knife to a gunfight. The question isn't, should we use AI?
It's, can we afford not to?
Exactly.
Something to chew on while you're walking the dog. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.
We'll catch you in the next one.